Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Tebow,
yes.
You know, where has he been? I mean, you think about, you know, he made such a big splash on the scene, and there was covering him day and night, and he was with the Denver Broncos, and God was, I mean, the high place was being taken by Tim Tebow, and obviously not single-handedly, but it just like a bull amongst a herd as he was pushing out those touchdowns on the top of a Mile High Stadium, and you thought, man, he's going to be there forever. Why would anybody not want a winning team?
It took him to the playoffs,
and all of a sudden they traded him. And, you know, it just reminds me of being invited to, you know, Naboth being invited to a special dinner in New York. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden he just kind of, you know. But then he got picked up by ABC, you know, and he's doing some things at ABC. But something that's consistent throughout his whole life is, you know, his parents were missionaries, our missionaries were and are. And he actually was using this platform to continue to serve God.
Yeah.
And for the Philippines, he's been there for, you know, for quite some time, sure, helping out with orphanages and all that. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, Tim Tebow was actually born in the Philippines, and actually his doctors told his mother that either he was going to die or she was going to die, that she probably needed to abort the baby. And she said, no, I'm not going to abort my child. That's, you know, we're going to trust God. And Tim Tebow was born.
Imagine how many Tim Tebow's life was ended.
Millions. And we thank God that she didn't.
Yes.
Because this young man, I mean, he's being used powerfully today. Not only is he on ABC program, but he's also doing some sports casting and some amazing things. But one of the things he's been working on since 2011 is setting up a hospital. He's partnered with a ministry called Cure. And what they're doing is, it has a hospital in the Philippines in Davao, the city's Davao. And we have we want you to watch Tim actually talking himself about this hospital and what they plan to do. It's going to be released and opened in the spring, and they got their clearance.
Awesome.
Watch this.
Whether I'm working out or on the football field, I rely on my athletic ability. But millions of children in the developing world can't even walk, run, or play with their friends. That's why I'm partnering with Cure. Cure works in the poorest countries around the world to bring healing to children in desperate need. They give kids the life-changing surgeries they need and share the healing power of the gospel with them. And that's what makes our partnership such a great fit. Our first project together will be a new children's hospital in the Philippines. I've always had a special place in my heart for the country in which I was born, and I am very excited about this project. This new hospital will change the lives of thousands of children in the Philippines. Please join the Tim Tebow Foundation and Cure as we bring faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need. God bless.
Tebow Cure Hospital. Oh, my awesome goodness.
This is for patients who need critical orthopedic needs, for children that don't have the resources. They don't have the money to go to the hospital. Now this is, and it's a big hospital. Maybe we'll make some pictures available for you on the inside. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
And we're thankful that he's able to provide that nonprofit. If the Lord causes you to want to sow and partner into that, by all means, you know, we'll make those links available for you.
Yeah, make sure it's available on VFNTV.com. So it's the Tebow Cure Hospital in the Philippines, where he was born.
That's right.
It's almost like Moses going back to his people and saying, you know, bringing life. And all, you know.
5-story facility.
In the Philippines. Where they just suffered great loss with the hurricane, the storm that happened, and all that. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
We got to remember to lift him up. He's such a great example.
He is.
I maybe Pat can do his workout, but I mean, just watching him, and he worked out with the team. I know when he was with the Seminoles, just joking, the Gators. And
wow, he knew that.
I actually knew that.
Wow, impressive.
I got my notes.
Impressive.
Anyway, so
now we know.
And but he just always would just get the whole team encouraged. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't just him working out. He was just team oriented and high energy. And he's like rolls this tire around and around or something and drags trucks. Yeah.
Right? Transformational leader, man.
He is. As a matter of fact, I got his book sitting on my shelf just so I can look at him and go, okay, if Tim can do that, you know, if Tim can do that, then we can do this.
That's right.
We can do this. That's right. But I would love to be able to do that workout because that means you're able to, you know, strengthen all that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
let us know how it goes.
I'm not going to roll a tire.
It's a new year. I am not going to roll a tire around. We'll get you a small one. It's not just small.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.